This is Chris Grabowski. I'm going to take you on a tour of GPS version 3.5 from Sendero, which was just released a couple of days ago. For those of you that don't know, the Sendero makes GPS for the Braille Note family of products from Humanware, and I'm going to be running it on an M-Power QT. So what I'm going to do is I am actually going to install GPS, and to do that, you go to the utilities menu. I'm at the main menu right now.
Word processor, planner, address list.
So I'll hit U for utilities,
Utilities menu.
A for applications, and
Run program from which drive? Press enter for flash disk.
I want the compact flash card because that's where I stored my GPS program.
Compact flash directory name. Press enter for slash.
And I put it in a folder called GPS program.
GPS program, program name.
And then I'll press the space bar to get to the program.
List of programs in compact flash slash GPS program. GPS version 3.5 Empower release.
Press enter.
Command line.
Press enter again.
Welcome to GPS version 3.5 Empower installation. To start the installation, press enter. To cancel, press space with E.
So we'll press enter.
Utilities menu. GPS version 3.5 Empower installation complete. To continue, press reset with no keys held down.
And I will do that. The Braille Note is restarting.
Soft CD version 7, build 22, main menu.
Okay, now let's go into the navigation menu. Under Keysoft 7, it's navigation. Under Keysoft 6 and below, it is GPS.
Word processor.
So we'll press N for navigation.
Sendero GPS version 3.5 Empower. Loading maps. 4 maps loaded. Bluetooth receiver not detected. GPS menu.
Okay, the Bluetooth receiver is not detected. I have it off, and that will come later. So, like any Humanware product, we press the space bar to go through the menus, or we press the help key or space with H.
To review the options, press the space bar. To select any menu option, no, press its initial letter. Start GPS.
So we could start the GPS program,
Options.
go into the options menu,
Edit user.poi file.
edit a user.poi or points of interest that you put in as a user.
Quick reference guide.
There's the quick reference guide for the GPS,
User guide.
and there's the user's guide. So let's actually go into the options menu first.
Quick edit options.
Press enter.
GPS options. Map and poi folder.
That's where your maps and your points of interest are stored. You need to go, they by default they're in a folder called maps.
Heading mode.
Heading mode, that is whether you are clock face or left and right.
Street names.
Street names, long descriptions or short descriptions.
Units.
Units of measure, feet or kilometers, metric or imperial.
Sounds.
Sounds. Let's go into the sounds menu.
Sounds menu. Turn on or off all sounds.
You can turn them on or off.
Play lost GPS fix sound.
This is the sound that you get when you lose your GPS fix. So press enter again. Now press the space bar to go down.
Play poor quality GPS fix sound. Play no GPS fix sound.
This is what you get when you're trying to acquire a GPS fix. Sounds like dripping water.
Play background operation sound when the Braille Note is busy.
This is what happens if you're looking for points of interest and if it's doing a long search or if it's doing a long route calculation.
Play destination arrival alert sound.
This is a sound that you get when you arrive at your destination.
Arrive near destination.
Play virtual position arrival alert sound.
Here is what happens if you are in a vert you are have a virtual position set and you're live in GPS mode and you hit your virtual position, it will say this.
Arrive near virtual position.
Play turning point sound in route following.
Play turning point sound in route following. So when you're going through a route and you come to a turn, it plays this.
Play sound when user is heading in the wrong direction at the beginning of the route.
Kind of self-explanatory.
Play waypoint arrival sound when in turns only mode.
And you'll hear that later when we actually go for a ride.
Play continue straight sound when you successfully make a turn in your route.
Continue straight.
Play off-route warning sound when you have wandered off your route.
Warning. Off-route.
Play off-route recalculating pedestrian route sound.
So this will recalculate your route if you are a pedestrian. If you're walking a pedestrian route and you wander off your route, it will.
Recalculating pedestrian.
Play off-route recalculating vehicle route sound.
Same thing, but for a vehicle route.
Recalculating vehicle.
End of menu.
And that's all the sounds. So we'll press escape.
Exit GPS options. Map and soy folder.
Get out of the, or go back down.
Heading mode, street name, units, sounds, arrival distance.
That's the distance it'll take before you arrive.
Multiple commands.
Multiple commands. That's kind of a new feature. You can have multiple commands repeating. You can have an address repeat. You can have your city, state, zip repeat. Percentage of your route completed, complete, or repeated. That those types of things. You can also
press 0 for stationary, or enter the number of seconds between announcements. Press enter for 12.
Basically what that does is if you are stationary, if you set your option to 0, when you're not moving, your multiple commands will repeat. Instead of repeating every 12 seconds, every 15 seconds, every 20 seconds, whatever, it'll only repeat when you stop moving. So we'll press enter.
Multiple command interval set to every 12 seconds. GPS options. Map and
let's go back down.
Unit sounds. Arrival bit multiple GPS receiver type.
That's the GPS receiver type. If you're using a Bluetooth receiver, a serial Magellan, a serial, just a regular serial GPS on for the classics.
Off-route recalculation. Off-route recalculation automatic. Off-route recalculation. Press A for automatic route recalculation or M for manual.
Okay, so basically what it is here is if you don't want your Braille note to automatically recalculate, you can turn this off. And by default, it's off on the classic Braille notes. The M-Power and PK, it's on. So we'll press enter. We'll press escape.
GPS options. Map and POI fault. Speed zone. Arrival distance. Multiple commands. GPS receiver type. Off-route recalculation. Braille display delay.
The Braille display delay. If you have multiple repeats, if you have a city, or if you have an address repeating, and then you have intersections repeating, you can set the delay that the, each repeated item stays on the Braille display so that you can read it.
Spacebar repeat last command. Spacebar repeat the last command. Do you want the spacebar to repeat the last command? Spacebar repeat the last command. GPS options.
So basically what that means is if you press the spacebar, it repeats the last command. So if you hit G for GPS status, for example, and you just wanted the GPS status again, you can hit your spacebar, and it will repeat that command for you. So we'll press escape.
Exit GPS menu.
And then we will start GPS.
Destination set to waypoint 38. Bluetooth receiver not detected. Press V for virtual.
So if you press V, you'll switch between virtual mode and GPS mode. GPS mode is live when you're receiving data from the satellites, and virtual mode is just that. It's you can wander around virtual mode, your neighborhood, a new place. If you want, if you're going on a vacation and you want to look up a hotel, you can do that with maps and virtual mode. So we'll press V for virtual mode.
Switching to virtual mode at Niagara Falls Boulevard at Noel Drive.
Okay, so what we can do here is we can hit X for intersection.
Northwest on Niagara Falls Boulevard, 0.22 miles ahead to Noel Drive, left.
If we hit A, we'll get our nearest address.
Near 3,323 Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Okay, if we hit G, we'll get a GPS status.
GPS receiver not detected in virtual mode.
Okay, so it just reminded me, one, the GPS receiver is not detected, and two, we're in virtual mode. Now what we can do is if we had a particular place that we wanted to go, for example, we can do what they call an address lookup. So if we do a control S or a space with S on the BT keyboard.
Address lookup. Enter state.
Enter state. So we type in as much of the state as we want if we have multiple states. If we don't have multiple states, if we only have one state, it'll select that state by default.
New York chosen. Enter city.
And then we'll type in Amherst. Enter.
Amherst chosen. Enter street name.
Then we'll type in S-H-E-R-I.
Sherry found three matching streets. Sheridan Circle.
Sheridan Circle. Is that the one we want? No. So.
Sheridan Drive. 14,226.
Sheridan Drive, 14,226, which is the zip code.
Sheridan Drive, 14,221.
Okay, so I want 14226.
Sheridan Drive.
Press enter.
Fort Sheridan Drive, 14,226 chosen. Enter number or press enter for a list of cross streets.
So we'll do
3, 7, 8, 0. Define as destination, play, or virtual.
Okay, so do we want to define it as a destination, which is point A to point B? Point A is where we're standing in virtual mode or where we're standing in GPS mode live. The virtual position is where you can put yourself so that you can look around, or you can walk around the neighborhood, or you can do whatever you want to do in virtual mode. A point of interest means that if you get a point of interest at, say, somebody's house and you want to add it, you can type in their address, you know, do the address lookup, city, state, zip, and put your friend's house in as a point of interest that you can always get back there. So I will put destination, D for destination.
Destination set to the address found.
Now, what we can do is we go into the... Our destination is...
7.52 miles behind to 3780 Sheridan Drive.
Okay, so what we can do is press R for root.
Root command.
And then we will create a vehicle route. You can create a vehicle route or you can create a pedestrian route. The vehicle route will take you along highways and throughways and all that, and the pedestrian route won't. So, we'll hit V for vehicle.
Creating vehicle route, please wait.
Now it's doing the swishing sound, the background noise, and there's numbers actually showing up on the braille display.
Route found. Verifying route. Route created. Destination set to waypoint 74, 3780 Sheridan Drive. Waypoint 1, connecting to Schultz and Niagara Falls.
Okay, now, what we'll do is we will use our virtual route following commands. Control up arrow on the QT and dots 2, 3, 5, 6 on the BT. So we'll do control up arrow.
0.69 miles. Waypoint 2, Schultz and Niagara Falls.
We'll do it again.
0.21 miles. Waypoint 3, Niagara Falls.
So now, if we decide that we want to veer off the route.
You cannot turn left or right when following a route opened in virtual mode. You cannot turn left or right when following a road open in virtual mode.
Okay.
You may only move forward or backward along your route.
So basically what it's doing is it's tying you to the route, which is really cool because you can expand, you can explore your route that way and not get lost or confused. So your actual control up arrow is the only direction that you can go, or control down arrow, you can go backwards. Control left arrow and control right arrow will take you left or right if you are actually not following a route.
554 feet, waypoint 4, Forks and Niagara Falls.
Okay, so what we can actually do is, if we are only concerned with turns, we can go to the route menu with R.
Route command.
And then M.
Virtual route announcements, turns only.
Now the next time we do control up arrow, it's only going to take us turn by turn instead of stepping us through 74 points, for example. You may not want to do that. So we'll do control up arrow.
4.57 miles, waypoint 44, ramp and Niagara Falls. Turn right on ramp connecting to I-290 eastbound heading southwest.
Okay, so basically we would have been going through several points of several waypoints, and it was 4 miles till our next turn. So we'll hit control up arrow again.
417 feet, waypoint 45, ramp and I-290. Turn right on I-290 eastbound heading east.
Control up arrow again.
2.76 miles, waypoint 66, ramp and I-290. Turn right on ramp connecting to Harlem Road heading south.
And we'll press control up arrow again.
527 feet, waypoint 67, ramp connecting to Harlem. Turn right on a name connecting to Harlem Road heading northwest. 126 feet, waypoint 68, Harlem. Turn right on Harlem Road heading north.
Control up arrow.
724 feet, waypoint 70, Sheridan and Harlem and I-290. Turn left on Sheridan Drive heading west.
Control up arrow again.
0.43 miles. Near destination waypoint 74, 3780 Sheridan Drive, destination, right side.
Arrive near destination.
Good, so we arrive near destination. Now, what if we wanted to find out what was around us and our destination? Our destination, we are standing at
west on Sheridan Drive, 0.28 miles ahead to Miller's Fork Highway, ahead and left and behind and right.
And that was the X command for nearest intersection, A for address.
Near 3,644 Sheridan Drive.
C for city.
Amherst area, Amherst, New York.
We can even do a read with C to get a extended
arterial, Sheridan Drive, Highway 324, 9-324, 21 mph, address range on right from 3,644 to 3,590, address is on left unknown, city Amherst area Amherst, County Erie, New York, USA, 14,226.
Okay, so what if we decide that this is a doctor's office or whatever, and you want to go somewhere for breakfast. You want to meet somebody for breakfast. So what you can do is, in your doctor's office in the waiting room, you know how long it takes at the doctor's office sometimes, you can be in virtual mode, you can be at your doctor's office, and then you can do an F for find points of interest. What are points of interest around me? So we'll hit F.
University Mobile, 55 feet behind.
So now we'll hit the down arrow key.
Nutrient Furniture, 85 feet ahead.
Down arrow again.
City Mattress, 85 feet ahead.
Down arrow again.
Duff's, 141 feet behind. Broadell Precision Tire, SVC, 197 feet ahead and left.
And I'm down arrowing.
Bridge Dining Furniture, 188 feet ahead. PC Expanders, Inc., 188 feet ahead. Higher Grounds Coffee House, 205 feet ahead. Carquest Auto Parts, 327 feet ahead and left. Mike Barney Nissan, 321 feet behind.
There you go, you can go buy a car.
Mike Barney Nissan in 300, public storage 300, Walgreens 3, Northtown Collisions, Northtown, Northtown Hyundai Subaru, Washers Internet, Northtown Automotive Companies, Reef Creations 500, Babowich Autobedief, Carbon Factory Outlet, K-Leader, Health Amherst, Health 652 feet ahead.
Okay, well, that's too much work. So, what if we know, have an idea of what we're looking for? If we do a space with F on a BT or a control F on a QT.
Keyboard type and braille grade for this entry. Currently exit.
That was control G. Control F.
Exit. Search canceled. Enter starting distance for the play search.
So you press enter, or you can put in a starting search.
Enter the ending distance for the play search.
You can put 1 mile, so I'll put one for one mile, so it'll search around me in a circle 1 mile.
Select the category, all.
So I want all categories, restaurants, whatever.
All chosen. Enter play search string, or press enter for nearest points.
Let's say I want IHOP, International House of Pancakes, IHOP. Press enter.
IHOP, no other plow within 1 mile. Expand search to 2 miles.
Answer yes.
1 point found. Furthest play. IHOP 1.12 miles ahead and right.
Okay, remember, we're still sitting in our doctor's office. So, IHOP. Is that correct? So we'll press Control P or space P on a BT.
IHOP 4003 Maple Road, Amherst, 914226716446111. Restaurant, International House Pancakes, 1.12 miles ahead and right.
That would be correct. So now what we can do is set our destination with Control D.
Destination set to IHOP.
Okay, because that's where we want to go. We could call them with the cell phone, make sure their hours are open. We can do now a route.
Route command.
R for route and V for vehicle.
Creating vehicle route, please wait. Route found.
Or pedestrian if you're going to walk.
Route created. Destination set to waypoint 11, IHOP. Waypoint 1, connecting to Buckeye and Sheridan.
Okay, so. Let's do control up arrow.
0.76 miles. Waypoint 5, and Bailey and Sheridan. Turn right on North Bailey Avenue heading north.
Now, let's see. How far along the route are we? So we'll press the percent sign, which is actually a new feature in GPS 3.5.
51%, 1 minute.
1 minute. What's that mean? Okay. The estimated time of arrival, which is another feature in GPS. Now, what that does is because we created a vehicle route, it assumes that you are traveling 40 miles an hour because we are in virtual mode. If we created a pedestrian route, actually, let's just do that now and see what happens. So we'll do
route command,
close,
route not saved, close anyway.
I don't want to save it, so we'll answer yes.
Route closed, DSW Schuler.
Now, we'll do
route command,
pedestrian.
Creating pedestrian route, please wait. Route found, verifying route. Route created. Destination set to waypoint 7, IHOP. Waypoint 1, connecting to Ann Bailey and Fennel. 0.72 miles. Waypoint 6, Maple and Ann.
And let's do our percent.
Arrive near destination.
100%.
Okay. Actually, because it took my, from my virtual position where I was standing, because I was moving along the route, it started the route from that. But what happens in the vehicle route is it's 40 miles per hour. It assumes you're running 40 miles an hour. If you're a pedestrian route, it assumes 2 miles an hour. If you're GPS live, it estimates your time of arrival depending on your current speed. Let's take a look at the help menu. If we do a space with H on a BT or the help key on a QT.
GPS help.
And then we'll press our space bar.
Setting address, destination, play and waypoint. Set point or explore position as destination, control D. Record a waypoint, control K. Record a point controller.
Okay, now, what's the difference between a waypoint and a point of interest? A waypoint is an electronic breadcrumb. Okay? So if you want to follow a route, you would drop waypoints. And then you can follow them, you can follow it back, kind of like Hansel and Gretel did when they dropped the breadcrumbs. A waypoint or a point of interest is just that. If it's a restaurant that you want to go to that's not in the database, or if it's the restaurant's front door, maybe you'll put that in as a point of interest. Points of interest are not route specific. You can see them in whatever route you're in. Waypoints are definitely route specific.
Set address, control S.
We did that.
Enter latitude and longitude for destination, point, or virtual position. Use a period after degrees to enter expression in one string, or press enter after degrees, minutes and seconds, control Y. Route functions. Announce current waypoint, K. Enter route waypoint editing, E. Announce nearest waypoint, N. Switch to the waypoint nearest your position, control N.
Okay, so it's very extensive in what you can do. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of Sendero's GPS for the Braille Note. And what's going to come after this is a live, well, recorded, but a demonstration of the GPS in action. There will be nothing else talking but the GPS. Basically, I ran the earphone jack of the Braille Note into the line-in jack of the Plextalk and recorded it that way. So there'll be nothing but the speech of the Braille Note talking. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at Chris G, CHRISG, at Buffalo, BUFFALO.EDU.
Main menu. Options menu. Connect Bluetooth on. Currently no. Yes, starting Bluetooth. Please wait. Search for devices. No, list of Bluetooth devices. Main menu. Word Pro Planner. Address. Email. Internet. Media Center. Navigation. Book Reader. Navigation. Sendero GPS version 3.5 Empower. Loading maps. 4 maps loaded. GPS menu. Destination set to Schaefer Kennels. GPS detected. Acquired position. 38 feet. 6 satellites. Enter starting distance for the play search. Enter the end 3. Select the category. All. Restaurant. Restaurant chosen. Enter play search string. Chill. One point found. Furthest play. Chili's Grill Bar 2.36 miles ahead and right. Destination set to Chili's Grill Bar. Route command. Creating vehicle route, please wait. Route found, verifying route. Route created. Proceed northwest on Colvin Boulevard, 77 feet to waypoint 4, Stillwell and Colvin. Destination set to waypoint 36, Chili's Grill Bar. Gordon Mark J. Odd 168 feet behind, skipped 1 point along route. Next, waypoint 5, Deerhurst Park, and Colvin 184 feet ahead, Lang Parley MD 125 feet ahead. Repeat which command every 12 seconds. On. North on Colvin Boulevard. 467 feet ahead to Grimsby Road W, left Kenmore Wellness Center 172 feet behind. North on Colvin Boulevard. Repeat which command every on. North on Colvin Boulevard. 141 feet ahead to Grimsby Road, right and Grimsby Road W, left 14%, 5 minutes. Near Lock and Thomas W. North on Colvin Boulevard. 235 feet ahead to Woodcrest Boulevard, left and right 18%, 4 minutes. Edengoff Richard BBS 233 feet behind. North on Colvin Boulevard. Bracket Drive 35 mph. Gilia Maurice MBPM 460 feet behind. north on Colin Boulevard. Newman Parkway, right 26%, 4 minutes. Bartles Pawlowski Weissman 269 feet ahead. Approaching right turn, at waypoint 18, Colin and Sheridan in 284 feet. North on Colin Boulevard. 153 feet ahead to Sheridan Drive, right and left 30%, 6 minutes. East on Sheridan Drive. 0.20 miles ahead to Belmont Avenue, left and right, 33%, 3 minutes. East on Sheridan Drive. 372 feet ahead to Belmont Avenue, right and left, 37%, 2 minutes. East on Sheridan Drive. 293 feet ahead to Logan Avenue, ahead and right, 42%, 2 minutes. Speech. Current speech vowel punctuation number format. Currently words. East on speech synthesizer. Cur eloquence.
Speech voice. Currently adult male. Exit. East on Sheridan Drive. 493 feet ahead to Ashford Avenue, left. East on Sheridan Drive. 1, rate 7. Rate 6. 8, 9. East on Sheridan Drive. 180 feet ahead to Loretta Street, right and left. 57%, 1 minute. Feet, 7 satellites, east on Sheridan Drive, near 2590 Sheridan Drive. mph, east on Sheridan Drive, 629 feet ahead to Fry Road, left 67%, 1 minute. 0.65 miles ahead, and left to waypoint 36, Chili's Grill Bar, destination, right side. East on Sheridan Drive. 348 feet ahead to Parkhurst Boulevard. Left and right 72%. 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive. Parkhurst Boulevard. Right and left. 74%. 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive. Parkhurst Boulevard. Left and right. 74%. 2 minutes. Waypoint 30, Eggert, and Sheridan 0.19 miles ahead. East on Sheridan Drive. 672 feet ahead to Eggert Road, behind and left and ahead, and right 78%, 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive. Eggert Road, behind and left and ahead and right. 82%, 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive, Eggert Road, ahead and right, and behind and left, 82%, 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive, Eggert Road, ahead and right, and behind and left, 82%, 1 minute. Near 2870 Sheridan Drive, near Rosa's Home. East on Sheridan Drive, Eggert Road, near Buyer's Edge. Near Daddy's Junkie Music, died your insurance. L weight loss CTR, 32 feet, 7 satellites. East on Sheridan Drive, 408 feet ahead to Niagara Falls Boulevard, left and right, 84%, 1 minute. East on Sheridan Drive. 116 feet ahead to Niagara Falls Boulevard, left and right, 86%, 1 minute. Northeast on Sheridan Drive, 0.20 miles ahead, and right to Delta Road, ahead and left, 87%, less than 1 minute. North on Niagara Falls Boulevard. 536 feet ahead to Rochelle Place, left, 91%, less than 1 minute. North on Niagara Falls Boulevard. Alameda Avenue, left and right. 95%, less than 1 minute. 825 feet left to waypoint 36. Chili's Grill Bar, destination, right side. Northeast on Alameda Avenue. Marion Road, behind and right 95%, less than 1 minute.
Arrive near destination.